you're tucked in. Cause you are now in bed with Dr. Sue.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to In Bed with Dr. Sue. I'm your host, Sue Storm, and man, do I have a jam-packed show for you guys tonight. Right off the top, though, I was going to have updates for you from Extreme Cuckolds, Chris and Kevin, but they both greatly disappointed me and never showed up for their interviews. So I will say that both of you boys have more work to do on your training. However, if there's time at the end of the show, I can tell you exactly what's been going on with both of them because I'm in the know. Anyways, we don't care about stinky boys. We throw rocks at them. Because I have the amazing Amberly Rothfield here to help you all get a jump start on 2019. So, I've also got tips to help you guys keep your sex business safe and rolling along in 2019. Plus, we've got a whack of naughty erotic reading for you to do over the holidays. But most importantly, I want you guys to know this is your show. And what do I mean by that? The phone lines are open to everybody. You can call in, say anything you want, tell us your plans for 2019, call in and say happy holidays to your friends. Just call and tell us all who you are and what you do. It really doesn't matter. The phone lines are open during the whole show, and we'll be taking your calls periodically throughout. You can have questions, comments, whole night. So get in the queue, folks. The number to call is 657-383-0031. I received so many wonderful messages prior to showtime, and I'm going to be getting to those a little bit later on. These are wonderful tributes. For those of you who are wondering why the hell I said you'd be mentioned on tonight's show on Twitter earlier today, it's more than likely because you have a message from someone. And I have to say, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I think this is something we should do on every single show, not just the holidays. We should have an appreciation segment. Regardless, we're going to be doing it tonight for sure, just a little bit later on. Right off the top, though, I'm going to get the ball rolling with some birthdays. Our very own Evelyn Milano's birthday was December the 8th. And we also have the lovely Lady Portia's birthday coming up on the 15th. And if you want to find out how to make these ladies' birthdays bright, be sure to head to InBedWithDrSue.com and click on birthdays. And you can just scroll to December, where you'll find links to these gorgeous gals, as well as a way for you to gift them your love. This is so fabulous. You guys are just so lucky. You're so lucky that she's doing this. The ever-wonderful Angela St. Lawrence is offering you boys a wild ride on New Year's Day and night. And you're not going to want to miss this. Ms. St. Lawrence will be knocking a dollar off her regular per-minute rate on Night Flirt. That's cheap talk for a woman who has never been cheap in her entire life. So keep an eye out on New Year's Day for the literatrix herself, slashing prices, hearts, and minds for a few short hours. The only thing you have to remember to bring is a bottle of champagne, and your dick. Boot camp is tough. Ah, much too tough for a sissy like you. Luckily, the Army uses everyone. Everyone. Want to join the Army? Then look up Patriarch Connor at stylepatriarch.com, where Master Connor will be happy to show you around the barracks. Hit him up on Twitter at Style Patriarch. Now, I told you guys I was going to tell you what was going on with Tumblr, because those are like some of the quick announcements that are done. Tumblr. I told you guys, y'all don't listen to me. I told you guys months ago, and I do mean months ago, when the whole FOSTA thing went for a fuck, that Tumblr's going bye-bye. Tumblr said they were going bye-bye. They were going to start kicking off all the adult content. So when all this starts going on and everyone's going, oh, my God, Tumblr, it's like, okay, you guys, This is what I'm talking about. You have to keep your ears to the ground. You got to know what's going on. You got to stay in the know in order to keep your businesses viable. And that's part of the tips I'm going to be giving you a little bit later on. But Tumblr's gone, guys. If you've got any content on there, my suggestion would be to pull it off if you want it, because it's not going to be there for very long, if it is still there at all. So they're slowly rolling that out and dusting everything up and cleaning it up. Now, if you want to know why, just so you know, if you want to know why it is that this stuff goes on, it's because of payment processors. Most of these companies would have been perfectly happy keeping us on board. Maybe not so much Tumblr, but stuff where you can pay. It's Visa. Visa has always been the biggest stickler when it comes to adult content. None of the other credit cards. Visa is the biggest one. They give the biggest hoops to jump through. They're a pain in the ass. And it's usually because they're just not going to cover you. So a lot of these guys, because of FOSTA, had their payment processors pulled. And they're not getting them back. And that's the reason why everything's flying around and going nuts. But again, I'm going to say it again. Warned you about Tumblr, guys. Warned you about it months ago. Pay attention. Pay attention to me. I will tell you when something's going on. Anyhoodle, I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to be joined live by the mistress of marketing herself, Amberly Rothfield. I'll be right back.
Hi, it's Kimmy Kaboom here. Would you like to call or text me? How about if I told you I would give you $5 to get started? That's right. Sign up at textkimmy.com and get $5 to get started. You don't even have to use a credit card to get signed up. It doesn't get any easier than that. Wouldn't you love to see my naughty pics? I look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, I am Enchantress Genevieve. I am a hypnotic cosplayer. I specialize in fetish. And I love a good mind fucking. So, you can find me at the Siren Voice Goddess.com. Go ahead and indulge. I know you want to.
Who wouldn't want more time? Time to make more money or spend with your family? Well, Lisa Jones at Assistant Services is here to give you back that time. Assistant Services is a virtual assistant service capable of handling your email, research, travel reservations, personal appointments, and so much more. Why lose more of your precious time when Lisa Jones at Assistant Services can take the menial tasks off of your hands? To find out more about Lisa and Assistant Services, including rates, simply go to assistant-services.org or Lisa's Twitter at @assistant_SVCS. Take back your time and get on with living with Lisa Jones and assistant-services.org.
Okay, guys, did you know that a choice few of InBed's lucky listeners can get a 10% discount off Tier 2 and Tier 3 monthly services by our delicious Lisa when you contract by December the 20th, but only if you mention that you heard it here on InBed, because this offer is to be found nowhere else on them their internets. So, mention in bed when you contact Lisa, and you'll get your discount. But hurry. Don't know if you don't know what Tier 1, 2, or 3 is, I suggest you head over to assistant-services.org and find out all the time you could be saving, ladies. Seriously. Anyways, Welcome back from all our messages here. Don't forget to get on the phone line, 657-383-0031. My next guest has literally written the book on making money in the online sex trade. How I Made $10,000 a Month as a Phone Sex Operator has been ripping up the Amazon charts. And if that wasn't easy enough for you guys, she has since started a website that takes you by the hand and step by step teaches you how to start your own phone sex business. Plus, some of you may not have heard this, she has a soon-to-be-released book on how to become a successful financial dominatrix. And she is here to share with you her tips, her top tips, to make your 2019 killer. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Amberly Rothfield to the show. Hi, Amberly.
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show. I am super honored. I am stoked. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So I understand that you have some little tidbits to drop for everyone.
Oh, yeah. 2018 is either going to be absolutely atrocious or fantastic. It's hitting on how you start planning right now for those in the sex industry.
And planning is key, is it not?
Planning. I plan so much, and it sounds silly, but I plan to plan. I actually put in my agenda book hours to plan for the next week. You have to plan, or you're never going to plan. This is
you're never
going to
reach
really
your goals weird. Either.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. That's 90% of the issue I see in people's businesses when they come to me is that they wake up every day, they get on webcam or they turn on their phone lines and they do what I call hope marketing. They hope they're going to make money today.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you're planning, if you are paying attention to your customer base and you're planning on exactly what type of content you're creating, exactly how you're going to be marketing and social media, it's a lie. Tip number one for 2019, get it out of your brain that social media is meant for marketing. It's actually meant to invigorate your current customer base because most people who are following you already know who you are. You don't have to, you need no introduction. They're following you because they already know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to catch a couple of people here and there who don't know who you are and now they're going to become customers? Maybe. But I use my social media to connect with the people that are already my fans. The way I go out and find new fans is forums and other sort of private websites that are most likely not going to be taken down, such as, you know, FetLife. Well, after Sister Fossa, they don't like financial domination anymore. But you can be subversive on there a little bit, kind of. And also
I think the key with this, and actually Lynn just mentioned this, she wants everybody to know that Tumblr is purely about FOSTA SESTA and had nothing to do with Visa. That's true because you didn't pay for anything on there with FOSTA SESTA.
Yeah.
But FOSTA SESTA has caused issues that you are trying to point out, first of all, with the fact that you need to keep your ear to the ground, guys. And I'm finding that everybody has gotten complacent. In other words, everybody kind of went, oh, I guess the FOSTA thing's over. It's not. This is going to keep going. And you need to be on the ball and constantly feeding your client base. Otherwise, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, FOSTA SESTA technically doesn't go into effect until January, right? Technically,
yeah, so, but I mean, everybody jumped the minute it happened,
Exactly. Companies and websites started moving the second that they heard that it passed, but what a lot of people don't realize is it's not in effect yet, which means more websites are going to fall. We most likely are going to lose Twitter. I know a lot of girls are like, no, don't say that. Well, I'm just being pragmatic. And part of my planning for 2019 is my Twitter may be gone. So what are we going to do? There's always going to be pockets of the internet where people that want to do kinky stuff will be, and you've got to find them. And the way you find them is by using Bing, not Google. And you search for little tiny forums. Like, they may only have 50 people on it, but if there's 50 people, I do a lot of hypnosis, for example. If it's 50 people who are into hypnosis, chances are I can convert a higher percentage of them and maybe have 10 to 15 new customers. We're going to have to do a
lot of
forums.
So these are forums?
Hmm?
So what are they?
Yeah, forums.
Like what? Just little forums.
Yeah.
Why do we go Bing
forums,
and not
like,
Google?
Oh God. Because Google, they filter out searches. So they filter out adults, really anything. So you could be searching for what's a really, like, it's an adult fetish, AVDL, for example.
Right, okay.
Diaper, whatnot. And Google will sit there and try to take out every single link that could remotely be considered adult. And you have to scroll for pages and pages and pages to find out what you want to look for, whereas Bing doesn't have that filtering on it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, B-I-N-G.
I'm surprised, being as that's a Microsoft. I'm actually surprised they're being that okay with it.
Okay, so my prediction is that they're not so much okay with it. It's that they just haven't gotten to the sphere that Google, because Google used to be perfectly fine. They haven't gotten to the sphere that Google is, just all the data mining that Google has done, so they can't filter out the way that Google does.
Right.
But they will probably eventually one day, and then we'll just have to figure out something else, which leads me to my second point. I know a lot of people are going to start freaking out when a lot of this comes down. Take a deep breath and remember that we're in the oldest industry in the book.
Uh-huh.
It's going nowhere. It may go underground. It may become more difficult, but just we've had it so easy for so long. It used to be, just a year ago, it was snap a pretty picture of yourself, put it on Instagram, and bang, winning money. It's not, those days are over. We're going to have to go back to a lot of old school stuff, blogging, SEO, building up your own website. And that's my third tip. Build your own website.
Okay, so let's go back over. Number one was what?
Oh, go ahead.
Number one was
Number one is to where did my note card go? I dropped it. Number one would be, actually, I'm going to reorder them. Number one is going to be learn the old school ways of marketing, such as blogging, creating your own website, learning actual HTML and PHP. Do not depend on Model Centro. My website is Model Centro based. However, I do know how to code a WordPress theme from the ground up. Wonderful skill to have. Number two is get ready for mainstream social media sites to kick us all off. Vestafossa has not actually gone into effect yet. It's just that some people they're pre-positioning themselves to be okay now. And number three would be take a deep breath and realize that, again, we're in the oldest industry out there. We will morph, we will change. And the really cool thing to realize that calms me down is look at websites that have done this to us. MySpace, where are they? They started kicking off adult content like Tila Tequila, and bang, no one uses them anymore. Vine died. Vine kicked off adult content, Vine is gone. So the truth is they need us, they do not want us, but it's just know that social media is not a place to market, I guess. It's not a place to market. It's a way to invigorate your current fans. There you go.
Better to go and find new fans.
What's that?
Better to go and find new fans in the forums.
Exactly. It's far better. Way more ROI. I could be sitting there looking up hashtags and messaging, or not messaging, doing conversations on Twitter for a lot of different things. Or I can go to a forum where I know these people are hardcore into this fetish. They're not just somebody looking for free porn on Twitter. And a lot of these forums, now you can't know. Let's get into what happens if you're like, okay, I'm going to try the forum route. If you go the forum route and you go on there and all you do is start dropping your content and saying, buy this, buy that,
they're going to kick you out. You're screwed. So you do have to engage.
Exactly. Yeah, engage. Go in there and show yourself as a thought leader. Talk about different subjects that you are very well versed in. Get anything that you're not very well versed. Ask questions. People love answering. Put your links in your profile, and if you are there enough, the guys will go searching for your links. They will be like,
very true.
Oh, she's back. Who are you? So, yeah. And then apparently I also wanted to bring up as an extra little tidbit, I don't know why all these girls are sleeping on this website. It's about free speech. It started when Twitter started banning a whole bunch of people last year. I mean, no matter how
Where's
you feel
it? What
about,
are you talking about?
The Minds.com website, M-I-N-D-S.
Minds.com?
Uh-huh, Minds.com. They don't ban you really over anything. There's a lot of
M-I-N-D-S.
Yeah, Minds, M-I-N-D-S. It's actually really popular. There's quite a few people over there. Not as many sex workers and whatnot, which is great because under saturation is a wonderful thing. And I do exceptionally well over there. There's a lot more trolls, a lot of trolls. But you just have to let that slide off your back, not engage with them, and keep on chugging. You'll be fine.
There you go. You heard it from the queen herself. I mean, she can't make this any easier. So
I try. We got to go
old school. We got to go backwards. We got to stop relying on social media because the chances of Twitter taking us down in the near future, although I personally have not heard anything about it, it's always there. I would be shocked because Twitter knows that they need us, but at the same time, you can't get cocky and assume. You can't get complacent and go, oh, everything's just fine and it's all simmered down now. Like I said, you can't afford to do that in this world that we're living in right now.
The people who are predicting it, it's more we're looking at the shifts in the algorithm and data mining. Those that have been doing a lot of data mining on Twitter, they're making the same shifts and moves as Facebook did before they shut down a lot of adult pages and whatnot. Sonny Megatron, really good friend of mine, pointed out, and huge sex educator, she actually tried to post about, I think they called it Hooter. It's the new alternative to Tumblr, like Twitter, she tried to actually post the link on Twitter, and Twitter kept deleting her post. It's stuff like that that's happening that's allowing us to, not allowing, but it's making those who make these predictions, and they are usually right, that they're indeed going to take us down on Twitter. I give it about 3 months and no more Twitter.
It's quite possible. I mean, this is just the thing. You can't rely on all of this stuff because, you know, Becky does it. Well, Becky does it. So, therefore, you know, if Becky can do it, then I can do it. And this is what causes an issue. And I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that part of the reason why a lot of these social media networks started shoving us out is because too many people got too wild. We got too mouthy.
Yeah.
We got too loud. We got too big. And you have to remember that we are illegal. What we do is illegal. No matter what way you try and slice it, phone sex is probably the least that you're going to, you know, you're probably safest in. But everything else we're doing is illegal, folks. You got to get that through your heads. If you're an escort, it's illegal. You know, financial domination, oh, my God, it's extortion, folks. You can go up the river for this. So you can't just go, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want to do. That's what causes these problems.
Absolutely. And even to the illegal charge, looking at, like, we've also made it too easy for people to go at them. I recently saw a thread where a girl on MiniVid was allowing stuff that I don't even want to repeat it, but had to do with animals. And it took this big, huge drama thread in order for Minivid to do anything. But this isn't about Minivid. It's more about, because we're allowing ourselves, girls are so desperate with the making money that they're going that route to get attention.
Oh, girls are going into the depths of hell to make money, my friend.
Yeah, rather than just learning.
The depths of hell. They're selling their children's underwear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's happening too. And the problem with that is it makes it easier to go after us. So those people who are having difficult, you know, people that were have been wanting to take us down, but they never had, you know, a leg to really stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a leg. They can be like, look at what this industry's producing. So we've got to start policing our own. We've got to start saying, this is not okay. This is not my sister. This is not my brother. They're doing this. This is not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And really put it in, really putting our foot down. And also educating ourselves. Again, basic learning how to do WordPress, not relying on third-party sites that are just click and drop.
Yes, please. I mean, that's
so crazy.
You know what? We're going to run right into my segment here on sex worker safety.
Uh-oh.
Simply because you're here, we're discussing it anyways. It's all the same damn topic. And it's, I think what's really important is that I honestly think the number one thing you guys should be really focusing on in 2019 is protecting your business. Protect
exactly.
it. Protect
yeah.
what you have right now. And that means multiple streams of income. That means getting over to AmberlyRothfield.com and learning how to do it right. Just as she said, learn how to code, you guys. It's not hard. I do it. I've been doing it for years. I've been doing it for decades now. God, I'm old. I don't have to rely on anybody. I don't have to rely on anybody for graphics. I don't have to rely on anybody to do my website work. I don't have to rely on a damn person other than myself. So get in there, get into the trenches, and really start learning your craft. Learn your shit. Because this is your business. I'm going to say this again. This is your business. So you have to look at it that way. And are you going to let someone come in and completely take over your business? No. We've got to play it smart because we are in this gray area of commerce. We have been around since literally God was a baby. We're not going anywhere. Just as Amberly said, we are not going anywhere. And they know that because they don't want us to go anywhere, really. But
no,
we are going to be the first
client.
One to get the fingers pointed at them. And, you know, there's been chatter in the chat room tonight about Woodhull. The Woodhull Freedom Foundation lost the case of FOSTA SESTA being unconstitutional. The judge threw it out, but they are appealing. The thing with that is it's an uphill battle, and I'm not saying don't fight. Go ahead and fight, guys. It's just that it's an uphill battle because as they have learned, they being government people type people, have learned that using the words human trafficking and putting it on any bill will get it passed. Bipartisan. Because who's going to stop a human trafficking bill? It's just not going to happen. If you go, oh, no, we're for human trafficking. No, don't put that bill through. Are you kidding? Political suicide. That's not going to happen. So you got to kind of pull back and go, okay, if what I'm doing is technically illegal, then we got to go back to the old school ways of doing this, and that's keeping your mouths shut. That's doing everything quietly. It's not running out there and putting in your Twitter profile. Yeah, the Woodhull case, Lynn was just saying the Woodhull case is also with the it's the Electronic Freedom Foundation. Anyways, those guys are the ones that are trying to fight this, but it's a losing battle. So I would like to see everybody protect your businesses. I want you to understand that complacency will kill your business, and it's your job to stay one step ahead of the law. It's that simple. And all this shit about, well, FOSTA SESTA is coming into effect, and sorry, Lynn pointed this out, she's absolutely right. FOSTA SESTA went into effect April the 11th of this year. There's no retroactive. There's no, oh, it's coming in 2019. It's here. It's legal. Signed into law. Done. There's no coming attraction. Now, doesn't mean that we're not going to lose more shit. Because we are. 100%. No, it is 100% April the 18th, or April the 11th, I mean. So
no, Michael,
nothing's going to change.
Oh, I was going to say with Michael, the porn law, like we actually live near each other, and I went to his one-on-one like conference here in Vegas. While it was signed in April, and I'm going to trust the lawyer on this one.
What did
he say? Done extensive research. It's on the first is when they're actually going to start like punishing websites.
So the punishment phase comes down. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's law,
so, yeah,
but now they're going to enforce it. Okay, so
yeah.
January the 1st is enforcement time.
Yeah, listen to the attorney. The attorney said January is when websites are going to be liable, hence why more are going to start shutting down and being way more aggressive on the 1st. And I've spoken to a lot of other attorneys in the adult industry because I'm actually preparing for AVN, and I was in a panel, and they said same thing too. They've talked to owners of many different social media websites, and they all were in agreement as well.
So there you go.
So I'm gonna go with the attorneys on this one.
Which is fine. It doesn't make any difference. The point still remains. It's not going anywhere. Whether it's in effect now, tomorrow, 10 years from now, it's going to affect your business. So it's irrelevant.
Exactly. So just start preparing.
The point
now.
Is, you got to keep your ear to the ground, and you've got to make sure that what you're doing is staying one step ahead of the law. So, here's a little piece of advice. I'm going to go over these one more time, and I want you guys to listen, okay? I put a graphic out about this and got my head chopped off. Don't ask me why, other than shooting the messenger. If you are not only using but advertising the following sites, you're going to get your business slapped hard. Amex, Blogger, Braintree, Circle and Circle Pay, Coinbase, Crowded Tilt, Dwolla, Etsy, anything Facebook, Gift Rocket, Give Forward, GoFundMe. If I see one more of you women, and I think this one pisses me off, using GoFundMe and you want people to help you move, get a damn job. That is, it's so bad. Stop this crap. Anything Google, including Checkout, Wallet, AdWords, Docs, Drive, Voice, Play, Green Dot, Instagram, Intuit, LinkedIn, anything Microsoft, including Office, Xbox OneDrive, especially Skype, Patreon. I realize you guys are all still sitting on Patreon. You're going to be gone.
Oh, Lord.
PayPal. PayPal was never okay with us, and I'm still seeing them. In your little Twitter profiles.
I take PayPal.
Excellent. Well done, honey. Sweet. Because you want to know what you just did? You just gave your competition a way to take you out. All they got to do is let PayPal know. So this is the shit that I'm talking about when it comes to complacency. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Squarespace, Steam, Stripe, Talkie.io, TransferWise, Tumblr, Twitch, Twitter ads, Upwork, Venmo, Vimeo, WePay, WhatsApp, Wix.com, WordPress.com, YouTube, and Zoho Docs. If you are using them,
Wix a couple more times.
Exactly. Again,
I'm
if
so
it's free,
Wix.
They won't want you, and eventually you will be shut down. And the point of us telling you this is so that you don't get shut down. You have two things you need to be careful of. The world coming after you, such as all these sites, and your competition wanting to take you down. Women are vindictive. Oh, God knows. Women are vindictive. And they will do everything they can to try and take you down. Instead of building their own business, they tend to get really into taking someone else's business down. So if you're advertising any of these, I see them all the time. Square, Snapchat's another, all of them. You guys, Squarespace, I don't care what you're taking. Circle Pay, you're not allowed to take them. You never were. So stop advertising that you're doing it, because that's the behavior that's causing these issues.
It's not just women either.
Oh, no, it's the guys.
Like,
it's everybody.
Yeah, I'm actually doing an interview with a reformed, what's it called, chargeback guy. I found one. He's not one of mine. It's just I put feelers out there and I found a guy. And he looked for people who took PayPal. He looked for people who had their websites on Wix. And one of the ways he would, you know, he would do a session with these people, charge back. If the girl got mouthy, if she started, like, trying to turn him in, he would go and, like, report them to Wix. And I've personally seen, air quote, Wix-compliant websites for phone sex girls get taken down. I have come out of pocket because I've had to reimburse girls because of recommendations and whatnot, and because they had their websites taken down. Like, don't, if it's not adult friendly, if
don't stay if, on it.
Don't stay on it. Like,
it's not gonna. It's never going to be adult friendly. Not now. Not anymore. So it's better for you to realize that. And I realize that you guys are like, well, you know, I really don't have a lot of money for, okay, if you don't have a lot of money or whatever, there are services out there. What I would suggest you do, stick with platforms such as Night Flirt, Clips for Sale, Model Centro, I Want Clips, and ManyVids. Now, you're going to get hit 30%, in some cases less, some cases more. But if you resent, and I hear this a lot too, if you resent that 30%, you shouldn't be in this business. That's part of doing business.
Exactly. It's the exactly.
Those are your ways of making money, guys. This is your. These guys are payment processors. Use these guys for your tips. Use these guys because this they already have everything in place. Stop looking for other ways. If you want your 30% back, tack on a 30% charge. You're stupid to do that, but whatever. You wanted. If you're really upset about the 30%, tack it on. There you go. IWC
exactly.
is having its own issues right now, which we know.
Yeah,
but you got to guard your personal life like Fort Knox. That's another one. You guys are playing way too fast and loose with your GPS. You're not stripping your photos. There's a whole bunch of things you guys aren't doing, and you're not keeping yourself safe. So that's another one. And the last one I'm going to tell you is trust no one but yourself. I realize these women think that they're your best friend, and many of them might be. But as Amberlee will tell you, most of them will stab you in the back. Most of them will. That's why you need to learn this stuff and do it for yourself as opposed to leaning on other people. Because someone at some point is going to pull the rug out from under you. It's just the nature of this business. You cannot rely on anyone but you.
Be it out of jealousy. Sometimes people think they're doing the right thing. Someone will get in their ear and tell them something, and rather than clearing it up with you, just I've seen so many different weird things happen in the adult, and it's not just the adult industry, really. I've had other jobs and watched what women do.
Oh, my God,
and
no,
again,
it's not adult. Oh, God.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's women in general. We tend to be nasty, and yeah, there's a lot of nasty guys out there too. Which again, this is why I'm saying you've got to guard your personal life.
Exactly.
You got to make
exactly.
sure that you have no little leaks in there because psycho guys will find them. But I would say they're the least of your problem. The clients are the least of your problem at the moment. I would say your bigger problem is competition and learning your craft.
Exactly.
Know what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do.
Going back to safety and with marketing, as things get harder, as girls who refuse to up their skills, learning HTML and PHP and old school marketing, as they resist that, and that's going to happen. They're going to think that the magical time of take picture on Instagram, boom, bang, money is going to come back. They're going to get nasty. That's usually where nastiness comes from, is when times get hard. Like 2008, when Night Flirt disappeared for, what was it, a week, 3 days, somewhere in there?
It was like a week or two. It was quite a bit. And if you didn't know what was going on, that scared the shit out of everybody.
Exactly. Thank you.
I think it was actually, to be fair, it wasn't really handled well. They should have sent out a mass email to everybody to say this is what's going to go down, but they didn't. They only did it in the forums, and if you weren't in the forums, you didn't know what it was, and suddenly it wasn't there, and everybody's freaking. this is the roll with the punches shit that you need. And this is why Amberly teaches you multiple streams of income. Don't put all your eggs in one basket for this reason.
Exactly. But, yeah, what I was saying about the safety, though, is that this is when things are going to become nasty. This is when girls are going to start slitting throats for dollars.
Yep.
This is when girls are going to be going through everything you're doing down to the minutia to try and get rid of you. Because it's easier. In business, people try to do what's easiest. And it's easier, they feel it's easier to knock out their competition. They're wrong, but they feel it's easier to knock out their competition rather than to learn these basic skills. And you can learn PHP and HTML and SEO in less than like 2-3 months if you really dedicated yourself and you really cared about your craft. But again, they're not going to do that. So you have to really be careful who you're talking to. You have to really be careful what you're sharing during times, like at all times, but especially during times like these, because it's going to get nasty.
Yeah, it's gonna get very cutthroat, and just as she said, people are going to be coming for you, and keep your head down, just keep going along, everything's cool, you know, just keep your head down and keep grinding. Keep putting put everything out that you can. But don't be stupid and don't do what Becky does. Use your head.
Never be back.
Don't do what
Becky
does.
Definitely have good hair.
And that's it. Otherwise, she's an idiot because she's not doing her due diligence. Fuck you,
exactly.
Becky.
If someone comes to you and says, "Hey, this is a bad idea," and the only defense you have is, "But Becky does it,"
exactly.
It's time to rethink what you're doing.
Exactly. Well, Becky's putting PayPal in her stuff. I'm going to do the same thing. Okay, well, you go right ahead. I usually, that's Darwinism as far as I'm concerned. Y'all go ahead. Because you're not going to be around long. Just go right ahead. If you're not going to be bothered, then bye.
Exactly. And when people tell me again about percentages, like Nightford gives me a phone line. They hide my identity. They process for me. They have automatic customers. They're doing some marketing. I could keep going, but they're doing all of this for me. And no chargebacks. At least I've only had like 2 in my entire life, and that's because they were massive amounts. But yeah, like no chargebacks. No chargebacks. I don't have to worry about that money being in my bank account.
And guys, let me tell you, as someone who's had a business like this from behind the scenes, oh my God, the chargebacks are aplenty. So it's a nightmare for these guys to do the payment processing, which is why I never begrudge them their percentage, ever.
They
go through
the
hell that we don't have to go through.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're really smart about your business, I guess this is kind of a hidden tip. If you're really worried about that percentage, when you start putting enough money through any of these sites, you can negotiate down, by the way. Just some food for thought. You start making enough money, you can say, "Hey, what can I do to pay 25%? Should I promote you guys more? Can I go do some special events for you guys? What can I do?" You can always.
Amberly is
always,
the queen of this, you guys. She is the queen of negotiating shit. And she will tell you, as she just did, that nothing is out of your reach. All you got to do is go out and ask for it. But you're not going to get it if you're not producing. So you have to produce in order to be able to have any leverage with anybody.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If you're not producing, then Robert Kiyosaki of Rich Dad, Poor Dad said it best, that producers are the ones making money. If you're not producing, if you're stagnating in your craft, you're dying. Like, you need to be producing. You need to be learning new stuff. I always tell people every day, everyone's like, "You're the expert." Fuck that. I'm still learning, and I'm proud of that.
And that's the thing, is you'll never stop. I don't stop learning. Amberly doesn't stop learning. And as we learn stuff, we try and pass it along to you guys. Whether you listen or not, that's up to you. But, you know, you can't stop learning. You can't stop producing. You have to keep pushing forward. And that's the only way you're – as a matter of fact, one of the first things she will teach you is every time you create a new product, you're putting yourself back in front of your client base again. So if you're only
mm-hmm.
doing calls,
relevant.
You're not in front of your client base at all. You're expecting them to look for your little phone thing saying, hi, call me. They don't do that. Guys are lazy. It just is what it is. You need to be in their face. And the only way you can do that is by producing more stuff, whether it's audio, clips, doesn't matter what it is, books, just get them out there.
Which, by the way, it's a bubble, meaning it's going to pop. They're going to clamp down on it eventually, but make that money now, boo.
Yep.
Amazon, like, it's kind of the wild, wild west right now. You
mm-hmm.
can you can upload your, I mean, you could actually do pictorial if you really want to. You could make a picture book. Oh, my gosh, adult picture books. That could be a thing.
That could be it's been done. Madonna did it back in the 90s. Why can't it be done by us? Like, what the hell? Try
exactly.
it until you can't do it. On stuff like that, you can try it. Even though
exactly.
I said Amazon hates us and they do suppress erotica listings. I don't care what anybody says. They do, which is the reason why
they
I push
do.
You guys who are writers, because you need to be out there. So keep in mind that, like she said, Amazon's still a little bit wild west because you can get away with a bit more right now. In other words, me putting stuff out there about all you guys' birthdays and your wish lists, technically I shouldn't be doing that. But it's tiny stuff like that. So I don't worry that much about something like that. The worst they're going to do is shut down my wish list, big whoop. So I don't care. I'd rather
yeah.
promote other people. So I don't
but
give a shit about that.
Get paid. You could still get paid for writing. Like, you could take
sure you
a
can.
Bunch of your blog posts and
mm-hmm.
put them
together
a compilation
in the book. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be. It's a great way to get new customers. I get new people all the time because I actually have some ghost. I've done some ghostwriting as well. Well, I guess
mm-hmm.
the ghostwriting is pen names. I've done pen names. Not ghost. I've done ghostwriting. That's neither here nor there. Anyways, I have pen name tech stuff. And then I get like a cool, you know, couple $100 off of those books. So that's another way you can be putting yourself out there. Also, again,
absolutely.
It's a bubble. I know this is going to burst. I can't say when it's going to burst. And I usually only do these in my live teaching classes at Exotica. So I'm giving this to you exclusive, Ms. Sue, Dr. Sue.
Mm-hmm.
But iTunes, wild, wild west. They don't give three shits about
on where?
Really
What's
what you put up there. iTunes.
Ooh.
You can upload.
Oh, iTunes.
Yeah, you can upload muddy shit to iTunes. And they don't care. Like,
mm-hmm.
can't
as long as
really
it's marked.
Graphic.
Here's the deal, guys. If they offer mm-hmm. adult content, just remember to mark it. My Twitter is marked as adult. That's why sometimes people
mm-hmm.
go, I can't find you. Because I'm marked as adult, it keeps people off your ass. So if they have the ability to do that, this show is on iTunes. It's marked as explicit
mm-hmm.
content. So as long
exactly.
as you've got yourself as explicit content, no one's going to bust your ass. Does it mean it's going to stay mm-hmm. that way? No, they may end up getting rid of explicit content, but right now they're not. So get out there and
exactly.
get your stuff out there.
Yeah. Again, it's a bubble. When I tell you
yep.
this, and you make a ton of money, because I made more than enough to move across the country, buy a couple properties. That's how hot this is right now if you're doing it right. I have made some crazy money off of iTunes, and it's not slowing down. But I know to put that money into investing or saving because it's a
mm-hmm.
bubble, I am not planning on this to, you know, ride me out into the sunset. iTunes
mm-hmm.
is not an adult platform. They're going to catch on. Mainstream media is going to start busting some people. It's going to make you kind of a target if you're going to become the topic of somebody's news article. Like, look at what they're posting on iTunes one day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're willing to accept that risk, it is excellent money right now. And again, it's one of those things that I try when I market. I don't like to look at what everybody else is doing. I like to look at what the vanilla world's doing. What are YouTubers doing? What are non-adult podcasters doing, and I try to go where they are because oftentimes
mm-hmm.
they are in places that we can go, but people don't think about that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And again, all of this stuff is common sense. Amberly teaches you common sense. That's all. And you have to think like a business person if you want to keep going. I mean, if you're just out for a fast buck to make some money for Christmas, well, I mean, you do you, no problem. But you're probably not, because it's, oh my God. The other thing is, remember this, okay? For those of you guys who are out there right now, you're a little bit struggling, try, you know, even if you've been in the business for a long time and you're treading water, keep treading water. Here's the other thing. Although things are going to change and they're probably going to get better or going to get worse before they get better, what you got to remember is any time this happens in any industry, what it's actually doing is clearing the crap out.
Exactly.
So this is going to take all your fluffy little idiots who don't know what they're doing, and it's going to clean them all out. So hopefully in the end, you're going to have the cream rising to the top. So you got to decide, are you going to be the cream rising to the top, or are you going to be the foam that gets blown off? It's up to you. Completely up
exactly.
to you.
Exactly. I mean, we've been through this, at least me and you, and quite a few of the other vets. We went through this under the George Bush administration when they did a bunch of clamping down there. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, when Night Flirt died, you watched, there are a lot of OG people that never came back because they weren't ready
yep.
to pivot with the times.
Yep.
I remember
you've
when I started
always
doing
be
a lot
moving.
Of audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always have to keep your ear to the ground of how things are going to change. You have to accept that things are going to change. Do you remember back when doing audio was like taboo? Like, how dare you guys
mm-hmm.
can now listen to you over and over again? Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
That used to be a thing. I used to get chewed out on the daily for doing audio, and now everyone does it. Everyone does it. So you have
no,
to be
you
got to
roll with the times. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind. Now, Naima said
yeah.
on Twitter, how do you strip your photos? There's tons of sites online for photo stripping. So just look up, literally, just look up photo stripping. And you can bulk strip them. It's super easy. It's not hard at all. So, and you want to
exactly.
strip your photos before you put them out. Yeah. Always. Because
you
actually... Yeah, you don't see that either. If you go and look in the properties, you don't always see that your location is on there. So you might think your photos are perfectly fine. They're actually not. So much better to strip your photos rather than not strip them.
Also,
so,
pay attention to the background of where you're taking a photo. If
oh, my
I
God,
see
please.
One more person
Thank
who
you.
Has their degree in the background with their real stinking name on it. Like, kudos on your
Can
education.
I make a request, too? Can you please clean up your fucking room before you do clips
here.
Too? Come on,
Listen
you guys.
Here,
this is what I'm talking about. This is a business. Clean your damn room before you do these clips. I have seen some seriously nasty shit where you're like, honey, what are you doing? My God, make your bed at least. For the love of God.
Or
God,
do what I
terrible.
Do, Japanese panel off the stuff you don't want people to see. I'm not going to lie. My room is a mess. It is a fucking mess. But I hide that shit pretty well.
Okay, so yeah, Japanese screens. I'm sorry. Yeah. You're going to hate me for this, but I find Japanese screens are getting old. Do you want to know what we use all the time? Backdrops. Buy tapestries off of AliExpress. They're like 12
yeah,
bucks, and you can get a whole bunch of different backgrounds. It's really cool. So you can be sitting in the woods, or you can be, you know, change
yeah,
it up.
You can, definitely. I was going to say my new go-to is command hooks on a wall, and then put up a curtain rod, and then
and,
just put
yeah.
the little, yeah, and then I
it's
can switch it out whenever I want to.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not hard, you guys. So, like, just... Again, this is your business. Can we maybe have some respect for yourself?
Yeah.
Nothing else. Anyways,
and
Amberly,
you
thank you so much for being on the show, boo-boo.
Yeah,
I do
no
appreciate
you
coming
you.
On. Everyone appreciates your tidbits. Everyone appreciates you, of course. You actually have a message coming up later, I believe. Yes, you do. Hold on. Let me see. I think you're on here. Yes, you are. So, you have a tribute coming up later. Ta-da. So there you
go. Thank you what you do. And before I go,
mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to do a giveaway special to your show, only listeners. let's say, I'm going to let you do, I'll do a random pick from the live chat of the people that are in there right now. I'll give it like 5 minutes, but I'm going to do a $25 Amazon, how dare we, giveaway for your listeners, because it was such a pleasure and honor for you to have me on your show.
Well, I'm going to, okay, so let's pull back for 1 second. If you're willing to do this, if you have the time, because I know you're very busy, I don't know, we may have calls here for you. We may have questions here for you. So if you're willing to stay on the line, it's up to you. What do you want to do?
Okay, no, I'll stay on the line. We can take calls, and I can throw money at your audience in a minute.
Oh, that, I think that's, I have no doubt that every, like, hello, if you're not in the chat room, I suggest you move it. Move it. Get there now. You could win a gift certificate, because guess what's going to be happening next year on the show? Y'all are going to be winning sex toys.
Ooh.
We're going to be getting you some dandy little sex toys and stuff that you guys are going to be able to win all next year. So that's going to be fun. I think it's time we take some questions. Let's just have a chat here and see how we're doing.
Sure.
Hello, you're on In Bed with Dr. Sue. Are we being shy? Are we just listening in? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Hey, Doc.
Hello, you are on In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Hey, Doc. It's the Beast.
Hey, it's Bilbo. Bilbo Baggins himself.
It, just wanted to say, basically, I'm thankful to everybody that I've met through your show, and especially three women in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Belladonna.
Are you going to say who they are, or are you just going to, or do they know who they are?
I'm saying who they are.
Ooh, okay.
Belladonna,
okay,
Abby,
Belladonna, Abby,
and you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I think I could have been Amberly, though. You, but we're both on the line.
Yeah, well, it's you, Doc.
Oh, thank you very much, William.
I mean, you're one of the two people that
so
I actually...
By the way.
Sorry.
DM a lot.
This is the problem with doing this. It would be so much easier if we were in a goddamn studio so we could all see each other.
I'm sorry.
It's like so much easier. So carry on. You were saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, you and Belladonna have been there when I've just wanted to talk or whatever, and you give me good advice. I mean, I'm getting better at shaving the goatee, you know, making it look nice and handsome.
It's pretty. I like it. Your ex-girlfriend can go fuck herself. I like it.
Yep.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's nice to be able to talk to people and then they not get surprised that I'm not surprised that they actually listen. And, you know, are good listeners. Like, some guys, I mean, I'm still kind of going, what, you mean guys don't treat you like human beings? What the fuck?
Every day you're woken up by that one. Yeah, no, of course not.
Yeah.
Don't be ridiculous. You're so cute.
I'm an android.
I'm proud of it. Like, seriously, you're expecting all of us to be treated with respect? Oh, Bill, you're so cute. You're so cute. We have vaginas. That's not going to happen, honey.
Well, I'm sorry. I was raised by basically five women.
I know. You were one of the lucky ones.
So, you know, it's called I give respect.
You do. And you do it very, very well.
Although I do tend to be a smart ass at times.
But that's
but
okay.
A nice one.
We love you for that.
All righty. Hopefully you
Thank
have some
you,
other
Bill.
People wanting to comment. Just
okay, I will
leave
put
me
you back
on the
on
line
hold.
So I can listen. Yeah.
I will. Okay. Thank you, Bill. We love you, Bill. Hello, you're on In Bed with Dr. Sue. Hello.
Bonjour now.
Hola, shy little person.
Como está?
I don't bite.
Hard.
Okay,
okay, we have another
something.
Listener. Okay, that, those guys must all be listening in. So, see, nobody wants any questions, so you can go to bed now. It's so much easier.
Nice.
That was simple. I think it's because we got to the questions in the chat room and everything was cool. But you know what, darling? Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom. I urge everyone to please go to AmberlyRothfield.com if you want to learn this craft properly. Follow Amberly, Amberly PSO on, is Amberly or Rothfield PSO? No, it's Amberly PSO on Twitter, right?
No, yeah, it's Amberly PSO.
Yeah
Rothfield
right.
didn't fit.
Okay, so what are we doing with this really cool gift certificate thing? What are you
going
to do?
I am going to DM you a number, and then anybody
okay.
who wants to be and all you have to do is guess the number. So I'm DMing her the number now. So there's okay. I just DM'd it to you. And
okay.
all you guys have to do is guess the number below, and I will be in chat and say who the winner is, and I will contact you via Twitter, and I will
Oh, so wait a minute. Is this the – they have to get it as close to the number as is humanly possible? Is that it?
Yeah. Give everybody one guess, and
whoever's
closest. The closest to it. Yeah.
Okay. Ta-da. Okay, and we'll even make it easy. It'll be a number between 1 and 30.
There we go. Oh, see, you're nicer than me.
I know. Oh, look at the numbers are coming hot. And I said 1 and 30, Howie. You put 41.
30.
Ooh, look at them all coming in now. Look at all these numbers. Woohoo.
Do-do-do.
Da-da-da-da-da. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. What if we have more than one winner, though? That might not work.
Well, it's, you only get your first roll, so.
Look at,
I'll call it here.
Naima's on here putting every single number between 1 and 30. Okay, you're cheating, woman. Don't start.
It's okay.
It's your first number that you put into chat. Your first number. That's it. You don't get several
I think
picks. See, these guys are so sly.
I was the best.
Woo. Well then, thank you, my darling. I will let
right.
you know who wins. And I will actually let everybody know at the end of the show who wins, because I already know who won.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I see.
Because I'm watching it right now.
Right.
I can see who won.
I'll let you announce it then rather than tell them. And you have to wait, guys. Anyways, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. It's been – I have no words. I'm so humbled. I've been shyly wanting to come on your show for a long time. I love you, Dr. Sue, and everything you do for us.
Oh, thank you so much, honey. I really do appreciate you and everything you're doing for everybody, too, because you have much more patience than I do.
I try. Even I have my moments. You take care, beautiful. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
So
bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I think we need to take a little tiny break, and we will be right back. And we'll get into these lovely tributes because they really are very nice. So we'll be right back after this.
Perfection does exist, and my name is Mistress Kiara. I've been a professional dominatrix for over 12 years, so I know all of the right buttons to push to make you melt for me. I'm well known for my love of blackmail, hypnosis, and financial domination, But my other favorite fetishes include foot worship, impact play of any kind, sissification and feminization, anal training, bondage, humiliation, including small penis humiliation, cock and ball torture, forced intoxication, chastity and key holding, tease and denial, and fetish wrestling and boxing. Serve me in person in the Ann Arbor, Michigan area, or on my website, MrSkiarasDungeon.com, where I offer phone, cam, and instant messaging sessions, as well as over 100 clips for you to purchase. What are you waiting for?
Whether you'd like to explore the idea of becoming a phone sex operator, or are looking to begin or even expand your independent phone sex business, Lynn of Phone Sex Secrets can help. Phone Sex Secrets offers help and advice for PSOs, including articles on everything from Phone Sex 101 and industry news to marketing to how to build your business. White papers are available for purchase and immediate download, including the exclusive Phone Sex Secrets caller survey results, in which nearly 5,000 paying phone sex clients answer questions designed to help you drive your business. Personalized consultation services are also available. Lynn has been featured on Chicago's WGN Radio, ABC's Good Morning America, and elsewhere. She's ready to stand behind you and teach you how to become a phone sex superhero. You can find Lynn on Twitter at Phone Sex Secrets. That's at Phone Sex Secrets. And her website is phonesexsecrets.info. Again, that's phonesexsecrets.info.
When you white boys first landed on the coast of Africa, you were mesmerized by big mandingo black cock. In the middle, you hanged black men from trees for even looking at white women because you knew your women needed big black cock. In the present, chickens have come home to roost. White cuckolds are on their knees, holding back the ankles of the women they love and desire and offering them up to big black cock, so they can be bred and seeded, so you can listen to your women quiver and convulse in pleasure while hearing them groan and scream in octaves you've never heard before. This is more than lust. This is evolution. As the ozone decreases and UV rays increase, the human race will evolve. That's why black men are blacking your women, breeding your women, and creating a darker race for tomorrow. Chickens have come home to roost. You know that your women need big black cock, and now you white boys need it too. This is Naima, the BBC dealer. Visit my website, worshipbigblackcock.com, to hear the truth that Becky can never tell you.
We love you, Naima. I love that commercial. It will always be my favorite. By the way, Naima and I are planning some seriously serious BBC stuff for February, of course, for Black History Month. So, BBC in February. Look out. So, let's get on. These tributes are just so sweet, and I really want to make sure that everyone gets heard and everyone has their message put out. I'm going to start off the tribute section of tonight's show with my own gratitude for some of the amazing people who were kind enough to share their thoughts and talents with the show this year. Master Blackrod, for sharing your wisdom and teaching us about the fine line race plays in BDSM and beyond. Mia Dark, for sharing her humor and teaching us about the beauty of Amazon women. Sadie Sin, for being brave enough to share her story and educate us all about intersex. Peter Tupper, for teaching us all about the origins of our passions. Corey Siren and Kimmy Kaboom, for helping us all wake up from the stupor of complacency with the shows we did on sex worker safety and sanity. Key Barrett, for teaching us the acceptance and reward that submission can bring. Ashley Jill for sharing her passion and helping me navigate the FOSTA fallout, along with the godfather of porn law himself, Michael Fattorossi. I thank you all for being on the show this year. And of course, Amberly, of course, Amberly, Amberly, duh, Amberly's without saying. I'm going to carry on. Okay. Tequila Mockingbird sent this, and it's incredibly sweet. I have spent a lifetime trying to sort myself out and love myself for my layers. When I found myself alone and unloved, I got to know some amazing women. They didn't judge me. They didn't ask anything of me. They were just kind and supportive of me. I've learned lots from them about me and also lots about professions that have many biases. These are solid, community-minded, and loving women. I have nothing but respect for them, and I wanted to thank them. I hope that I've included them all, for as you see, there are many. Many kind hearts. This is in no particular order. If it was, they would all be on the first line. And Tequila goes on to thank Mistress Amethyst, Mistress Lilith, Mistress Sky Marlowe, Madam Violet, Lady Jessica, Mistress DJ, Robin Wildheart, Maribel Blue, Mistress Natasha Poole, Mistress Carol, Mistress Surrender, Mistress Indy Star, and I was on the list too. Thank you, Tequila. We love you very, very much. Now, moving on, we have a message here. This is a nice long message from Mistress DJ, who was just mentioned by Tequila. Mistress DJ wants to send out love and appreciation to the following women who have helped her and have guided her and have supported her. And she wants everyone to know that she loves these guys. So, there you go. Amberly Rothfield, Mistress Shayna Domino, Angela St. Lawrence, Kaya, Alluring Angel Anna, Anna Mae West, Sultry Suzanne Vixen, which, by the way, honey, I hope you got your Christmas lights working. Again, Robin Wildheart, Lee, J-O-I Emma, Samantha Blue, Naima, Natasha Hertz, Teen Vixen Kylie, Goddess Kimberly, Mean Lady Madison, Goddess Alexis, Alexis for You Night Flirt, Vanity Minaj, Cubicle Blonde, Miss Cameron Cabrell, Naughty Tyra, Hot Cougar Donna, Alien Queen Venus Babylon, Maddie Royce, Amy Page, Cuckolding Princess Karen, Foxy Farah, Miss Crimson Rush, Lauren Rules, Mistress Gambit, and Rider Doll. I was on that list too. Thank you, you guys. You don't have to throw me on. It's okay. But she also wants to thank a couple of boys who've been very good to her. One of them is Dirk Hooper, and the other one is Fetish Six Behind a Mind. She also wants to thank the following subs and promoters: Tequila Mockingbird, Gil Plebis, Kylie's Pet Bacon McSizzle Slut, which I'm sorry, want you to know that he gets the award of the year for having the best frickin' name on Twitter. I love this. Kylie's Pet Bacon McSizzle Slut is life. Incognito Thomas, we all love you, Thomas. Thomas is new, and he is just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman who is learning all the ropes from everybody. And Midbrow Art. So she would just like to thank all of you guys for helping her out, for retweeting, for being supportive of everything that she does. And we thank you, Mistress DJ, because she is just an absolutely lovely woman. So if you have not met her or haven't had a chance to, get on there, find Mistress DJ on Twitter, and say hello. Now, this message, these are getting the ones from the subs to the doms. This message is from Dave. I have sessioned with many professional mistresses over the years. I've never had a better session than the one I have recently had with Countess Dionysus. She allowed me to worship her beautiful feet, and she treated me with full toilet training, edging, anal training, and cross-dressing. She was not only skilled and professional, but I could feel her kindness as she dominated me. That was lovely, Dave. Thank you very much for sending that in. And from Brett,
I am a proud submissive to a findom I found on Twitter. She goes by Regina George. She's known as @PayForPrincess on Twitter. She is a bright young college woman who captivates me with her flawless confidence and her joyful daily attitude. She listens to me. She improves me. She is what our world needs, proving that dominant females need to be cherished. Thank you for letting me say so. Well, you're very welcome, Brett. As long as you're not Kavanaugh, we're happy. And, of course, from Slave James, we're so glad Slave James is back on the scene. He kind of was off for a little bit, as some of us do. James is back. We're so happy. I'm happy. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm happy. And he has a special hello to his owner, Fetish Nikki. Reunited this year after a break of nearly 4 years, as I said, good things come to those who wait. Very true. And he also says, thanks to Dr. Sue, our brilliant compère, for our amazing scene. You're very, very welcome, James. James was actually the one years ago, James called me the Oprah of BDSM, which pissed off a lot of people at the time. It was epic. Oh, so good. And our final one this evening is from The Worm Is Turned. My favorite dom is the incredible goddess hypnotic Leah. To put it simply, she cares. She knows that we submissives are all different, and she treats us as individuals. She is a true goddess, and my place is at her feet in service to goddess Leah. And a footnote, he wants you to know, she's really funny, too. I think that's lovely. And Leah is a very lovely lady. You guys, I honestly think this is, like I said, something that we should do more often. I think we should, I just think we should have these moments, not necessarily lists of people, but I really like, you know, that these guys have written in and said why they like their doms. And it's, I just think it's nice to have the appreciation. And I think we should do it more in the coming year. So, let's see. We have a caller here. Let's check on our callers. Hello, you're on In Bed with Dr. Sue.
That can't be the final one, though. Mm-hmm. Some people need a doctor. Some people need a doctor. But me, I only need the Queen Supreme.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
You hear me talk about him on Twitter. You think I'm insane because he has no Twitter account. He does actually check my Twitter. I have actually a lot of guys that check my Twitter who aren't on Twitter. So when I talk to guys without adding someone, I'm not actually losing my mind. This is my beloved Diaval.
Hello, my dearest, my darling, my queen supreme, the best, the beautiful, the only Maleficent.
Oh, you're such a good boy. And you had such fun recently with the absolutely delectable, our own Disco Dom.
Absolutely.
Dom Discordia.
Absolutely.
And Mistrix Sod.
Sod, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Queen
you. Yes. I mean, I'm somehow lucid, somehow cognizant, you know, almost 10 days later. And as such, I had to call in tonight. You know, Thanksgiving was last month, but, you know, I still have every reason to give thanks for a tremendous year. And certainly that includes meeting our dear Disco Dom, Dom Discordia. I had the honor of sessioning with her twice. And I knew she was dear friends and co-conspirators with Mistrix Sod. So after a introduction to Dom Discordia, I had to take a deeper dive in dastardly deeds. and mm-hmm. had to serve myself up to them both for
you
3 hours.
Did very well. He survived.
I made it to the other side. I made it to the other side. Yes. I was killed with kindness. and thankfully so.
People are going to be wondering, what the fuck are you doing? Okay, he is my number one. He is my number one sub, just so you know. Dieval here is my number one sub. However, I don't do pro-dom sessions. I'm in another country. So for those of you going, well, why on earth would you allow your sub to go and visit someone else? Because he needs this. Sit down there, boy.
Happily.
I can't
happily,
hear you.
Happily, yes. had to feed the beast.
Lord.
Yes.
That's right.
Too true. Of course, you know, if surrogacy has to be the route, I will take that challenge up. As the evil Dr. Sue has commented before, she knows where I would prefer to be most.
Oh, definitely. And she knows that I would prefer to be the one intensely torturing him, which we do kind of
yes.
together. We do kind of.
Yeah, oh, yes, for sure. And as such, with these year-end tributes, I had to call and pay respects, pay homage to Dom Discorda, to Mr. Xad, for a enchanting, engrossing, awe-inspiring experience. This was, you know, I guess a double shot of a year, because I had the honor of sessioning for 3 hours with them both.
Mm-hmm.
And simultaneously. And earlier in the year, I also had a phenomenal double session with Mistress Natalie NYC and the esteemed, the infamous and very famous Dom Boss, Irene Boss. And I had to pay respects and tell everyone that if you have the chance and you're in New York City, you go see Dom Discordia, Mr. Xad, and Mistress Natalie NYC. And if you're in Pittsburgh or traveling around, go see Dom Boss, Irene Boss. And if you are on Night Flirt, perhaps most importantly, you must do yourself a favor and you must call Dr. Sue. Best of all.
So much. You're so
my
sweet.
Pleasure.
I'm glad you were able to get that in, and I'm glad that these lovely ladies have had their names put out there because they needed it. They needed their
my pleasure.
Out.
My pleasure. And, you know, if this year was the year of the double shot, who knows what 2019 holds? Perhaps, you know, triple terror.
Oh yeah, totally.
I mean,
oh yeah.
We need a new frontier in the new year.
Oh, and we shall find said frontier, and we shall conquer it. Let me tell you, we will.
Well,
find it. We will conquer it. Yeah.
With your tutelage.
Ryan remembers my tagline.
Way?
Become a victim of the voice. That's right, Ryan. Become a victim.
Proudly. Proudly. I second, third, and fourth that notion because I am happily a victim, proudly a victim, and honored to be a victim of this
That's
voice,
pretty.
Of this incredible, amazing, magnificent, malevolent Maleficent. Congratulations on all you do, on your phenomenal show, for making magic and making people happy. You're the best. You're the beautiful. Mwah.
Thank you, my sweet pea. You and I will definitely be talking soon.
rest assured, and there's no rest for the wicked.
Damn straight. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank
Especially,
you for calling in. I love
yes.
you.
Yes. You're welcome. I love you, too. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye, Tones. So, I think after all that genuflection, we're in need of some serious, serious, sexy fun. I don't know about you, but I think we need to do a little bit of erotic reading. I wanted to make sure that you were all able to slide between the sheets and stay warm with a sensuous tome during the holidays. Nothing better on a cold winter's night than a fluffy duvet, a cup of hot chocolate, a sexy book, and your favorite toy. And I have lots to warm you up. Right off the bat, I want to bring your attention to the amazing writers who were on the show this year. And I'm going to start that off with Key Barrett. Key writes not only nonfiction, but he writes BDSM erotica as well. I would suggest picking up not only his books Locked in Love and Surrender, Submit, Serve Her, which in my opinion should be on every submissive male's bookshelf, but you can also cuddle with Key under the covers with a good dose of his erotica. Try the Hirondel, and try the Queen of Lombard Street, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll see more of Key in the new year. Next on the list should be the sexy tale of businesswoman Amy. Amy has it all, but she still craves more. And does she find it after running into Lady Athena? You'll have to find out by reading Sordid Secrets, Book 1, by Mistress Kaz B. Be sure to pick that up. For those of you really wanting to learn your craft, I suggest you pick up A Lover's Pinch, The History of Sadomasochism. Peter Tupper has dedicated much of his life to learning the history of S&M, and it shows in this wildly popular educational book that is another must-have if you work in BDSM. Another necessary book, if you're in the biz, is, of course, Thriving in Sex Work, Heartfelt Advice for Staying Sane in the Sex Industry by Lola Davina. As I mentioned earlier, along with the workbook, you really need it. Keep it by your side. It's all about taking care of you. And not a lot of that gets done in our industry, unfortunately. However, bouncing back to fiction, we have Frankie Tots' short story, Maybe She'll Say Yes. We have Anna of Anna's Your Escape. She has some fabulous fiction on her site, including Trophy Wife. If you want an endless supply of femdom, especially our favorite writer, Edward Cantor, and a ton of other amazing writers, you need to head to Dreams Made Flesh on Patreon. Hopefully you find a new platform, guys. Don't forget to look up Don't forget to look up Kylie Gable's Cassie and Cassandra, 7-part series that starts with Cassandra, a dom and her mom. She has a ton of books. It's going to keep you warm the whole winter. She has so many. So I want you to get over there and start reading those. Your sexy reading wouldn't be complete without Sharon Ferns. She has the series Happy Femdom Stories, books 1 and 2, along with the Dom Chronicles, as well as several others. You definitely want to hit that up. And some new folks you may not have heard of. Carrie Cockburn, I would say Coburn, but I really think it's Cockburn in this case, is a new author of a whole whack of BDSM erotica you may not have heard of. The latest is a 3-part series called Dolly Dress Up, and it's called the Dolly Dress Up Bundle. There's 3. When Tom takes his wife to dinner, he has no idea what she has in store for him. Tom never should have flirted with the pretty receptionist at work. Never goes well, Tom. And he certainly shouldn't have sent her some naughty text messages that his wife, Jess, could find. Ah, big mistake, Tom. But he did, and she did. After a lot of work and some therapy, the couple finally moves on. At least, that's what Tom thought. It's never over, boys. We're women. Think about that. But over the course of a single wild night in a hotel room, he will learn that Jess hasn't forgotten,
she hasn't forgiven. And Tom is going to pay for his indiscretions in the most exciting and kinky way possible. Another one here, we have Finding Mistress Marissa, a tale of love, submission, and female domination by M.A. Locke. Seduced by my hot black boss, my cuckold husband watches by Audrey Audette. Seasons Teasings, a holiday femdom fantasy by G.F. Savage. That one's, these are all brand new, by the way. Kat Ford has a series called A Wife's Revenge, and I'm talking a ton. We're up to part 24 on this. So again, that entire series, along with all the other books that Kat has done, is just, you have so much reading to do. And I'm telling you, if that doesn't keep you warm, I don't know what will. And you can find links to all of these books and more on InBedWithDrSue.com. Just look for the link that says Sexy Scribes. And that is where you will find all these amazing authors. And that's obviously going to just continuously be caught up so that you guys can always know who's the latest and the greatest. If you have any books that you are reading or that you are writing, of course, let me know. I'm happy to promo them. If you have a full novel coming out, let me know. I'm happy to do a full segment with you on the novel. So all you got to do is go to InBedWithDrSue.com, click on Contact. You'll see that there's a writer promo link there. You can just click on that and fill out the form and send it in. I think before I get going here, hold on one second. Let me just make sure. Wait. We do have another notice here. Hold on. I got to find it. Where is it, Buzz Pimp? I can't find it. Where did you go? There it is. Okay, Buzz Pimp, who you know on Twitter, would like to say, let's see, he wants to say Merry Christmas to Mistress Renee of Washington, D.C. So that was very, very sweet. You guys are all so nice. I love it when you guys do this. Actually, Suzanne Vixen just wrote on Twitter, thanks so much to those ladies who have made my year a bit brighter all year long. Extra special love to my pals, Sexy Evan Sweet, Mistress DJ, Songbird Wren, and Blue Samantha. To those who inspire us all, included myself and Amberly. Thank you very much, Suzanne. We love you. And I am going to tell you who won, because I'm going to go back up here, even though, okay, so I'm going to go back up. I'm going to find out who won the gift certificate, Amberly's gift certificate. Hold on. As I am quite sure that it's going to be someone, you guys are going to go, it's not fair, you cheated. We didn't cheat because, hold on. Okay, don't talk in the chat room for a second. It keeps grabbing my cursor. Okay, hold on. Okay, do you know what? Do you want to know who hit it without, even though she was being a complete idiot in the chat room? I swear to God, her first answer was 18, and the answer is 18. Naima got it, even though she was goofing around. It really was her first answer because I watched her get it. I was watching the numbers come up, and Naima got it. So Naima is the one who wins the $25 gift certificate from Amberly. And thank you, Amberly. That was very kind of you. So you two can hook up. You don't need me for that. You guys know each other, so you can hook up. And yay, go Naima, who again will be on in February. I want to thank Amberly Rothfield for obviously being on the show today, sharing her marketing magic with us all. Thank you to everyone who tuned out in the chat room. Oh, my God, there were so many of you. It was fabulous. I love you guys. We had, like, Naima, Corey, Thomas, Robin, Castaway. We had Kylie. We had, oh, my God, it's endless. We had Natasha. We had Howie. We had Literatrix. We had... good Lord, we had A is for abysmal. Why do you keep saying, I don't like you doing that, darling. A is for abysmal. You're not abysmal. Don't say that. Well, what you do to boys is abysmal, but that's good. Anyways, thank you to everybody who retweets not only the show, but all my other work.
and you move my messages forward. I love you guys. Thank you so much. You are all appreciated more than you know. Be sure to head to the Dr. Sue Review and check out my latest articles. One of them is, Am I a Porn Addict? That's a good one. You can do a checklist on that. A Distorted View of Cuckolding, and one that went absolutely nutbags crazy, Are You a Needy Sub? That particular article has many subs taking a deeper look at their behavior, which I thought was kind of interesting. But it's interesting to me what takes and what doesn't. So be sure to check those out on the drsuereview.com. The next show is January the 15th. I'll be talking all about hypnosis, what's real, what isn't. You know, is erotic hypnosis real? What is all this stuff? So, yeah, we're going to be discussing hypnosis on Tuesday, January the 15th. Tune in at 10 p.m. Eastern time for that. In the meantime, I hope I didn't miss anyone. I hope I didn't screw this all up. If I did miss you, understand I didn't do it on purpose. It's just because there was a lot. So I may have missed some. Anyways, I really, really, really hope that you all have a very safe and happy holiday. I want you to be kind to one another. Remember that your words have power. So watch what you choose to put into the universe. May you all have a fantastic new year. And I will see you all on the other side. Be happy, guys. Have a good holiday.